Mustafa.
I first met Mustafa at a gathering of Africans living in Japan at a Catholic church in Tokyo. Mustafa was a young man from Guinea who worked at a demolition site. Mustafa himself wasn't a Catholic. He was actually Muslim. I think he came to the church in hope of meeting others from his homeland. This chance meeting was the beginning of a friendship with Mustafa. Afterwards, he invited me to the home of a man from Zaire, who worked for a UN agency in Tokyo. And later, we even had dinner with a Guinean ambassador. Later, I had the opportunity to go on exchange study to Paris. And near the end of my stay, Mustafa invited me to visit his hometown. I had so many intense experiences on the journey there, I can't possibly recount them all. And I still remember vividly the night I spent in Kindia. Kindia is a provincial city, about 135 kilometers inland from Conakry, the capital of Guinea. Mustafa's brother worked at the Agricultural Research Center there. So, Mustafa and I set out to visit him, and we stayed the night in Kindia. At the time, Guinea did have electricity, but there were still many power outages, so the research center generated its own power. The nights in Guinea were inky black, and after sunset, an unfathomable darkness spread outside the institute, which was located on the outskirts of the city. Mustafa's brother was also Muslim, but he enjoyed drinking vodka. He had studied at a university in Moscow. Through the night, he offered us distant guests Russian vodka. After a while, we sat down with the whole family to watch a Hollywood movie, The Terminator. At the time, streaming services didn't exist. Not even DVDs were available yet. So we watched the film on VHS. The near-future world of the Terminator was enthralling to all of us, Guineans and Japanese alike. But when I looked out of the window, there was only the deep darkness of night. I couldn't help but feel a great sense of contradiction, enjoying images of futuristic American society, while in a surrounding where the basic infrastructures of life, such as electricity and running water, had not yet been fully developed. While I marveled at how the development of convenient civilized life had come to a land described as a world of darkness, I felt a deep gulf between myself and my Guinean hosts. I had been able to visit this land from faraway countries, via airplanes and other modern transport. My hosts, too, were now able to know about the more distant world in almost real time. But still, my hosts couldn't travel easily to my land. They have to stay where they are. Even though the world as a whole has become very civilized, civilization is not enjoyed equally. The lucky few may have the privilege of leaving their worlds, and possibly visiting mine. But many of our brothers and sisters must remain in their worlds, all the while knowing that a more convenient and comfortable world is developing outside of theirs.